Good morning, guys. Thank you for coming to my presentation. As he said, we're going to be talking about should smartphones be used to facilitate a new approach to agronomy education. To get started with, I'm a graduate student, and I do a lot of interactions with students on a daily basis, and we try to make our classrooms very active. So we're going to do a quick activity. Who has a smartphone in the room? Pull them out. Let's see who's got a smartphone. Let's see these things. We've got to take a picture of this. Our students all have smartphones. Let's see who has these smartphones. Good deal. Got pictures of all you guys. So just as we all have smartphones, our students do too, and they're using them a lot. Not only are they using them a lot every day for social media, but they know that their employers are using them as well. And to compound that idea of students using smartphones in a daily application, because most students have smartphones, our students have jobs. They not only know that they have instant access to communications and any amount of information instantaneously, they also know that when they get done with their degree in agronomy, they are going to be almost guaranteed a job. So compounding that idea of guaranteed a job, I have instant access to any amount of information, why do I need to spend the time to gain an understanding of this material? Why do I need to invest those resources? So we began to question the role of the smartphone in the learning process. At K-State, we have about 190 undergraduate students in our program, and that has increased a lot. In fact, enrollment has increased about 80% in the past 5 years. So our study that we're going to be talking about today was prompted by three surveys that we implemented for curriculum review processes in our department. The first one was a survey of our undergraduate alumni. The second was of all juniors and seniors in our department in the spring of 2015. And then we also surveyed our introductory crop science students at the conclusion of the semester. And basically, here is a summary of those three surveys that we completed, and kind of a general statement for each of those surveys that we took forward when establishing our study that we completed. From our undergraduate survey, they indicated that they need technology in the workplace. They are using technology on a daily basis, and they thought that their education at K-State should have facilitated that concept. Our agronomy juniors and seniors indicated that they are not only using their smartphones on a daily basis, but when they go out into the industry, they are planning to use their smartphones to facilitate their purposes. And then our students at the end of our introductory crop science class at the end of the semester indicated that smartphones have a place in the curriculum in introductory crop science. From here, we established two objectives. Objective one was to evaluate how access to electronic media influences our students' approach to learning. And then number two, get an understanding of the students' expectation of smartphones and the electronic devices and the education that they're paying for when they enter our classrooms, as well as how they want to use these devices in their careers. For our methods, we established two focus groups for our study. Group one was introductory crop science for this fall. Our crop science class is about 140 students. It's a 4-credit class where we meet for 3 hours a lecture and 2 hours a lab. We did an initial survey, and almost all of our students in that class had smartphones that we were able to engage. Our second group that we'll talk about towards the end of the presentation are our freshman agronomy students for this fall. About 33 students entered in that 1 hour a week introductory or orientation course, and all of our freshmen indicated that they have smartphones that we were able to use. For our experiment, we set up designed activities in crop science to engage the use of smartphones for taking photos, as well as implementing apps. And then in our orientation class, we discussed with the students the option of using Twitter as a source of information, and we'll share that towards the end of the presentation. Here we have some examples of our botany lab photos that the students were taking. As part of an extra credit opportunity during that lab that we meet for 2 hours each week, we have a lot going on. We're always dissecting plants and talking about different plant parts and preparing for the quiz that will happen next week. So as part of that preparation, we do a lot of dissections, and there's a lot of material to cover. So we encourage the use of students to use their smartphones to take photos of things such as sunflower reproductive parts so that they'd be able to study them as we went through the class and then reference those photos going back. Then the students were encouraged to, for extra credit, take some of these pictures, load them online, as well as write up a small description of what was happening in the photo. So this is one example. Another example here is a dissected cowpea seedling, or seed, where we can see that they went outside the box and labeled different structures that they're going to have to know for the quiz, as well as gave us a very nice write-up on that. Another one, a dissected cotton flower that we were passing around. This is a great one that they're going to have to name multiple parts for in the quiz that would occur the week after they took this photo. So some benefits from using the smartphone to take photos during our botany labs. It was a point of discussion. Students were actively using their devices to take photos and chat with one another as these things were being talked about in class, as well as they were able to use these photos to prepare for their quizzes. So the material that we were talking about as they took the photo is something that they're going to have to study and then come back to class next week to be quizzed over. And then we were able to reinforce some of those sound concepts with the write-ups and then the illustration of their diagrams. And hey, a lot of students like doing this as well because over half the class chose to participate in the extra credit opportunity. Another part that we used in crop science was an app discovery and implementation. So we can download multiple different apps that have an agronomy focus, and that's what we encouraged our students to do. Download some apps, give them a try, and go out into the field and put them into action. This is an example of a student that went out to our crops garden and used an app to identify this plant. Actually, this one they identified as sun hemp, and then wrote a description of what they thought of the app. Here's another one where a student used an app to identify a soil type. Out on the agronomy farm, they found that this is a soil type reading that they might learn about in some of their soils classes. Another app, a weed identification. This student took a picture of a Palmer amaranth growing in a grain sorghum field and was then able to identify it with the use of the app. Another one, we talk about harvesting grain in crop science and how we need to replace the fertilizer that is removed with the grain. This student was harvesting corn, harvested 240 bushel per acre, and discovered that those were the amount of nutrients they would have to replace when they took the grain off of the field. So we also had a high level of success with this. They were encouraged to discover three apps and submit examples of those three apps online, as well as actually go out into the field and implement those apps. Those two activities got them a combination of 10 extra credit points. And a lot of students, about half, also participated in this. And not only the idea of getting the students to use the app is what I was excited about, but the idea that we were able to enforce active learning and the power of observation. In agronomy, we can convey many different principles, but we cannot teach the power of observation. By encouraging the students to go out into the world and engage the use of the app, who knows how much learning was able to happen there. We cannot do that as educators in the classroom. And then it also set the basis for our lab calibration exercise that we facilitated in the week after that was due. Our lab calibration exercise takes students out into the field to facilitate lots of different things in the field, such as planter calibration, estimating row width, and then soybean yield estimate, as well as harvest loss. By encouraging the students to download these three apps, or I should say requiring the students to download these three apps ahead of time, we're able to use these apps in the field and different experiences to show the students how the concepts that we use in crop science, such as unit cancellation, by actually writing these concepts out on paper and putting pencil and calculator to solving the problem, can be facilitated with the app. The problem is that we're concerned that if we showed the students how to use the app, it would degrade the importance of actually facilitating how do we actually need to know how to write these things out, or can I just use the app from now on? And so the idea was that we gave the students a survey. And according to our survey, about 90% of the students felt encouraged to use the agronomy apps in the future. However, more than half also said that it discouraged the need for an understanding of unit cancellation, which bothered me a little bit. But then at the same time, more than half of the students also indicated that it was important for crop science to continue an emphasis on unit cancellation in the future, which reinforced the idea that perhaps smartphones with the use of apps does have a place in combination with our traditional forms of teaching. Our second group, group two, was our orientation class, where we facilitated a Twitter assignment. It was a three-part process to download the Twitter profile, establish it, and then encourage the students to follow 10 agronomy-based profiles and see how that influenced their concept of using Twitter as a source of information in the world of agronomy. Initially, and this is a key point, 24 of our 33 students indicated they had already had Twitter. Now, we took a survey 1 week after we got all 33 of our students to have Twitter, and they were asked to categorize the different things coming across their newsfeed. And you can see about 20% of the things coming across our students' newsfeed were classified as agronomy-related. However, after we encouraged the students to follow 10 agronomy-based profiles, we took a second survey 2 weeks after the fact to see how that influenced it. And you can see that It increased it from 20% to 30% simply by reinforcing the idea of saying, let's go out and follow some sound agronomy-based profiles and let that populate our newsfeed. So then we asked the question, after that 1 week after all students had, we made sure that all students had a Twitter profile, we asked, do you feel that your newsfeed is a good source of information about agronomy? And remember, about 24 of our students said that they had already had Twitter, so they were actually using Twitter before this assignment. And about 70% said that it is not a good source of agronomy information. However, after we enforced the idea of following actually 10 agronomy-based profiles, more than 70% said that it is a somewhat to excellent source of information about agronomy. So we had huge bearing on our students' opinion about Twitter as a source of information. Additionally, we asked several other questions, and about 3/4 of them said that they plan to expand the use of Twitter as a source of information, and then more than half said that they open more links within Twitter to learn more about those topics, and then the majority also said that they want to increase their awareness, that this assignment increased their awareness of using social media in a professional setting. So currently, our undergraduates our alumni said that they are using Twitter or using technology such as smartphones on a daily basis in their careers. Our juniors and seniors are planning on using the technology when they graduate from K-State. And then our crop science students say that there is a place for this in our curriculum. Group one found utility in the use of our smartphone apps, and they also still reinforced the idea that we need to shore these things up with traditional teaching approaches in combination with using the smartphone in class. And group two, our orientation class, discovered a new value in social media, a way that they were not using it before, from a social setting to a professional setting. We were able to develop that link through that assignment in our orientation class. In regards to our objectives, students are wanting to engage in their classes. They are paying money to be here in our classes. And if we can make the connection between something that they want to use and are planning to use, such as smartphones, I think that brings great value to it. So that's our first objective. And then their expectation in the curriculum. Our students are finding that it's almost essential, and that if we can shore that up with science and those sound principles, it only brings more value. So where are we going from here? I think it illustrates the need to expand and integrate the use of this device into other courses in our agronomy curriculum. And that the same concept that our classroom needs to be relevant with the ever-changing times in agriculture. And then at the same time, we also have to understand what motivates our students. Why are they paying us money to come to our institutions to learn more? What motivates them in that? So that concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to take any questions that there are available.
We have time for a couple questions.
Yes, right here. I think that in regards to the Twitter assignment,
yes,
I think it's the idea that we facilitated the actual following of 10 agronomy-based profiles on Twitter, because perhaps that they were following what their sports teams were or whatever interests and hobbies they had had, but by actually engaging them and saying we provided them with a list of, say, 50 quality sources of agronomy or quality agronomy profiles to follow, and they were required to follow 10 of those. And so by actively encouraging them to do that and making it an assignment, I think that repopulated their Twitter news feeds. Yeah?
You said that from your committee had them submitted online. How did you have them report? How did you grade it? How did you get that information?
Sure. So we're using an online system, Canvas, and it's similar to Blackboard or what have you. But for the Twitter assignments, for example, they were encouraged to screenshot their phone using the app or use a picture of them actually having the app. That's where that kid using the truck in the field came from. And then just simply put that into a Word file and save it as a PDF to submit online. So the combination of screenshot and then saving as a PDF. Yes? No, we did not go into that. I think that there's opportunities to expand on that in the future. This assignment was simply to encourage the use of getting all the students to have a profile. And we had some resistance from some students in that regard because there's different opinions about that amongst them as well.